Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Happy Football Friday to all of you. We are live at Little Woodrow's in Midtown. Great to be with you. For me, great to be back. Working on about 5 hours of sleep in the last two nights. That's how they do it in Vegas. But I had to get back before the week was over. There's just too much stuff popping, man. And so it's great to be here with all of you at the Devil's River Whiskey Broadcast Desk in Midtown at Little Woodrow's. My name is Sean Pendergast, and Rich out on vacation today. So very pleased to get to do a day of radio this week with our good friend, former Dallas Cowboy quarterback, always an Arkansas Razorback, and the pride and joy of Baytown, Clint Sterner, joining me on the show. How we doing, man?
Man, I couldn't be any better. Good to hear your voice, man. It's been a while.
It's good to be back.
We've been texting for about 10 days now. I'm like, man, it's good to hear your voice, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome back, man.
I appreciate it. You guys sounded great this week breaking this stuff down. I poked my nose in every now and then in between trips to the blackjack table and showing my son how to place three-team parlays and whatnot. Parenting, teaching the kids how to do important things like that.
That's
so,
right. You mean you didn't have the blackjack table listening to Triple Threat with Paul and Clint?
The AirPods have made it a very private affair now with all the things that I listen to. So, but it's been a busy week, man. It's been a busy week, and I'm glad to be back and get to dig into some of this stuff. John McClain's going to be by at 4:20. And I guess just to get to it, Clint, the Texans made another signing today. They signed a cornerback from Cleveland, Breanne, Boddy Calhoun. Kendall Lamb is gone. He's off to Cleveland to play tackle for the Cleveland Browns, 2 years, $7 million. So there have been some little moves. We just talked about Ryan Tannehill being traded to the Titans during the toss with John and Landry. So, and we know all the moves that have been made. Well, I say all the moves like there have been a ton of them, but the Texans. I think there have been more moves the Texan fans wish they had made than just the few that they actually have made. And then they've all been on the defensive side of the ball. And I'll be sprinkling in my thoughts along the way about each of those moves, because I know you guys have spent the last 3 days breaking it all down. My overriding thought right now with respect to the Texans 3 days into free agency is this, that my feeling is that every decision the Texans should make as a franchise should have the well-being of Deshaun Watson at the upper tippy top of whatever the decision tree is for that. If they're making a decision to do something on the defensive side of the ball, how does that affect our resources to do something for Deshaun? How does that affect game day in terms of getting the ball back for Deshaun or making the game easier for him? And then on the offensive side, with whatever signings and draft picks you do, those are more obvious benefits to your franchise quarterback. But as I was watching the Texans, and as I've been watching the Texans make their moves throughout the week, I go back to something that Deshaun Watson said after the loss to the Colts in the playoffs. He said he had this to say about some of the difficulties he had throwing the ball on that day, and really, I think, was talking about difficulties throughout the 2018 season.
Couldn't step into my throws. It wasn't where I was, sitting there by myself, with a full pocket. Guys was in my face trying to make throws like that. If I can't fully throw any quarterback, not just me, can't step into that throw and, get their full strength with their lower body and get the system step, then, a lot of balls can be low. So, that was just it, really.
That's as close as Deshaun Watson has come in his time as a Texan to pointing the finger at another position group on the team. I think it's fairly obvious there that was disappointment in his offensive line showing through in that cut. So as we hear that from Deshaun, and I think about how the Texans have approached this offseason so far, we haven't seen a peep on not just the offensive line, but the offensive side of the football, but particularly the offensive line with the big names all going everywhere else. As a former quarterback, Clint, what do you think Deshaun Watson is thinking right now as he's watching the Texans approach free agency in the offseason?
Well, after hearing that cut you just played, there was some serious, not just disappointment, but some frustration there. There's nothing more frustrating as a quarterback is when you know you got a good plan. You got guys open down the field. You got opportunities to make plays, and you're consistently not able to step into your throw, or you're consistently having to throw off a platform or leave the pocket when you had a good read and you had a good concept drawn up. There's nothing more frustrating than when you go to the back to the drawing board on Monday or Tuesday and you watch that film and you realize, you know, how crucial or how crucial not having a pocket was or to winning the game and making big plays. So if I'm Deshaun Watson right now, I think you put the only positive spin I've heard on the entire free agency, on the entire week that has come and gone so far. The only positive spin relative to Deshaun Watson is exactly what you just said, is they saved $8 million on the corner and the safety. Had they re-signed K-Jack and Tyrann Mathieu, they would have spent $8 million more than what they ended up spending on Roby and Gibson. So if you want to put a positive spin on it, there's $8 million that they can invest in the offensive line that wasn't there had they kept those guys around. So other than that, man, I'm extremely frustrated. If I were Deshaun, I'm extremely frustrated. And here's why, Sean. I think Deshaun's a pretty level-headed dude. He understands the business side of this stuff. But the fact that your team has not even been mentioned in conversations with several guys that have come and gone, and now you lose a guy that clearly gives you depth at the very least. He may not be the caliber guy you want playing in front of you, but he knows the system. He gives you depth.
Kendall Lamb is who you're talking
about.
So
you have the only mention that we've heard from the Texans in relation to an offensive lineman is trading a guy.
Yeah.
So it's one of those deals where if I'm the quarterback, I'm sitting back and I'm going, man, where are we going to get better? And I'm concerned with this draft talk, Sean. I'm concerned with – I don't want to hear you're going to answer all the questions through the draft. There's only so much you can do through the draft. And they're in a desperate situation up front.
Well, and especially at that position along the offensive line, Clint, to me, certain positions, guys adapt to the NFL quicker than other positions. And I feel like offensive line just is one of those positions that even when you're highly drafted, there's a burn-in period where you're gonna be learning, you're gonna be getting schooled.
Absolutely.
By opposing defensive linemen, opposing edge rushers. The best left tackle in the history of this franchise by far was Duane Brown. He was a late first round pick, like presumably the Texans left tackle for this coming season is probably gonna be with that 23rd pick. It was ugly for Duane Brown for a couple of years learning how to be a left tackle. Now, it all worked out. But my biggest thing with Deshaun Watson, Clint, is, yeah, I mean, there's probably angst over, man, are they putting the best offense they possibly can around me to go win games on Sunday? But there's a next level thing if I were Deshaun going on with me, which is I got my head handed to me last year. I had to take a bus to Jacksonville because I had bruised lungs because Julion Davenport's getting beat five times a game and whoever's playing right tackle that week is getting beat three times a game. There's a push up the middle in all these games. Just his own physical well-being right now, if I'm Deshaun, I'm looking at him, I'm going, man, do these guys, are they truly prioritizing my physical well-being?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you hit the nail on the head right there, Sean, when you said we see and we watch and we tear apart the tackles when they get beat by a speed rush because it's a big hit. It's an obvious miss. Everybody on TV can see it. And so we rip it apart. The problem is you got a combination of guys getting beat outside and the middle three guys getting pushed into his face. If you're sturdy up front, if you hold your ground up front, Deshaun can manipulate his drop and drop deeper knowing he's going to immediately push back up in the pocket, and that could really help the tackles. That really helps those guys out. And the problem is what Deshaun said in that cut. Again, the tackles are getting beat outside, and then he has nowhere to push up into the pocket to a safe place. And so, again, that's a sign of not just one guy. That's a true sign of you've got problems across the board, and you better get to answering them suckers pretty quick.
Yeah, I was okay as I was watching from afar this week. I was okay with the Texans not getting in on that first wave of free agency where Trent Brown's being made the highest paid tackle in football and Landon Collins is getting $14 million a year for 6 years from the Redskins. And even Tyrann Mathieu, who I know we're going to talk about later in the show. I was fine with him bailing on Tyrann Mathieu at $14 million a year. Are you kidding me? Tyrann Mathieu, the highest paid safety in football, are tied for it with Landon Collins. I was fine with them kind of sitting out that first wave of overspending. But then as the second and third day kind of rolled on, and I'm looking, I'm going, man, Tevin Coleman, 2 years, $10 million. Why weren't you in on that? You know, even backup quarterback. Why weren't you? You know, why is Tyrod Taylor going off? You know, he's going to play for the Chargers. That guy's clearly wants to be a backup. And then some of these second tier offensive linemen who have been going off the board. Who, look, I get it. Maybe they're not your long term solutions, but there's a 2019 season to be played, and they're better than the guys you have. All these guys getting signed right now, for the most part, are better than the guys you have right now. They're not improving, and there are opportunities there to improve without breaking the bank on the offensive line. You don't have to go get Trent Brown to be better with this offensive line.
Right, right, because there's room to improve significantly across the board. So, I mean, think about it again from a quarterback's perspective. We're talking offensive line here. Is if you've got an offensive line that's consistently panicking after the play, think about what that does to the vision of the quarterback. That great quarterback play, man, is if you watch the offensive line up front, they stalemate guys. Teams may try to do a bunch of twisting, but they stalemate guys at the line of scrimmage. And so now the quarterback has windows to throw through. There's a five-yard cushion, which now he's got vision. He can see over guys, and he can actually throw over guys. And the different lanes and windows that he can throw to are wide, and the action is so slow around the quarterback. It just allows for that guy to play at a different level. Or let me say this. If that's not present, then it really disrupts the quarterback. I mean, you want the game to slow down for the quarterback, and it starts with these guys up front. And whether it's guys getting beat off the ball at the tackle position or guys giving push in the middle, there's room to improve. Somebody gets cut, and I see comments of, oh, that guy was a bust for so-and-so. Who gives a rip? Somebody thought highly enough of Khalil to give him a $55 million contract at some point.
Yeah.
You tell me that guy's a bum. Yeah. He may have been in a bad position. He may have been injured.
Yep.
It may not have been a scheme fit. But that guy was offered $55 million. That's better than what you got.
Yeah, yeah. That 100%. Going back to something you said earlier, there's a clear concern that you have about them trying to fix this through the draft.
Well, it's the amount, Sean. It's not. I mean, you can fix the left tackle through the draft,
yeah,
or you can fix the guard through the draft. But you're at a point where you should you could possibly upgrade at four, maybe all five positions.
Yeah,
there's a need to upgrade at four, maybe all five. And now, you know, some guys are going to mature and get better, and I get that and develop, and they're going to become better players. And so you can coach guys up, but there's a desperate need to improve at every position. And then there's also a desperate need to have a lockdown.
Yeah, well, and a lockdown corner, you're saying.
Well, I'm talking about, I'm still offensive line, tackle.
Yeah, lockdown tackle, yeah.
Or let's say it like this, a lockdown anywhere across the board where you go, hey, we are firm and we are solid as a rock.
I got you.
This is my anchor.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if he's a guard, Sean.
Yeah.
This is my anchor.
We're going to win this. So the Colts can say that about Quentin Nelson. They don't have to worry about the left guard. Like, nobody's getting at Andrew Luck. You know, between on the two gaps either side of Quentin Nelson, that
Absolutely.
Kind of thing. Yeah, that's and I my other big concern is just kind of a tangent of what you just said, that the way free agency has sort of unfolded, and barring any signings that they're going to make along the offensive line here in the next few days, and I don't know what they would be, they're basically sitting there at the poker table that is the NFL draft with all of their cards facing the other players at the table right now. Like, this team is desperate for offensive linemen now. They are desperate. They already were, but they didn't address any. At least to this point, they haven't addressed any of it.
The more I break it down, and the more I'm okay with them being patient. Again, I'm good with that. My biggest concern at this point is you look at them and you go, you got star players. And there is a large gap between your star players and your guys that are going to win football games.
Yep.
I mean, you got some star power. You got some big playability. And you, let's assume everybody's going to stay healthy. You've got guys that are going to be on the billboards around the city of Houston. The problem is the meat and potatoes of this group, that there is significant room for improvement. And again, the concern for me is the lack of conversation that involves the Texans with these offensive linemen.
All right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.